I saw in the Margolis Sayam. So Rav Reuven Margolis, he discusses with his classic Bikias. So there's a nafkamina in the sugya of Baba Machteres between a father breaking into a son and a son breaking into a father, and really everyone else for that matter. A father to a son, so the father's merachim on his son. So we assume that he's not looking to kill, and if he's not looking to kill, and you turn around and kill him, that's the case of damim loy. But if it's not a father to a son, then it's going to be different. So remember, Golis clears a few shilas. What would be if it's a father not breaking into a son, but it's a father breaking into his daughter? Would you say the same thing? Meaning, kirachim of albonim. What about kirachim of albonos? He has a whole bunch of marmakimus. What about a mother who breaks in to her son? So you wake up in the middle of the night and your mother's baba machteres, she's trying to steal from you. Right? What's the assumption? Kirachim of albonim. What about a mother? He has a whole bunch of Mara Mekoimis for that. He says, what about a Zeda that breaks into Ben Benoi, his grandson? So we know the sugyas of Bnei Banim Kebanim. So how would you view that? I saw in the Torah from W.O. Weiss, so he declares, what would be if the father and the son were Megayer? Let's say the father and the son were both Megayer. And they're Yidden now. In Halacha, Gershin is Gar Kekot and Shanoil Dami. So the father and the son don't really have the relationship of a father and a son. Do we say that you still have this Kirachim of Abon as it relates to Ababa Machteres? What's the Chakira? The Chakira is Gershin is Gar Kekot and Shanoil Dami. Does that rear on the Hergeshim or does not rear on the Hergeshim? So I'll tell you two tzushtals that Rabbi Yoel has to his Shiloh. Number one is a Michas Chinuch who clears a Shiloh. A Gershin is Gar who's Kekot and Shanoil Dami. Does he have a din of a Yosim? So for example, you now let a pain a Yosim, right? Parshas Mishpatim. What about a Gershin Eskari Kekot and Shanoi Ladami? He's Kekot and Shanoi Ladami. So does he have a din of a Yasim or does he not have a din of a Yasim? Another Maramakim he brings is a truth from a Moshe, in Igris Moshe, where a Moshe was asked the Shaila about a mother and a son that were Megayer. And the question is there an Isser Yichud now between the mother and the son? So ordinarily with a mother and a son, there's no Isser Yichud. But in Halacha, they're not really viewed as a mother and a son. So if they're not viewed as a mother and a son, maybe all of a sudden there should be an Isser Yichud. And Rav Moshe said with a Pashtus that of course not. It's all about a Metzius, and that Metzius doesn't change. Even though Gershin is Gaier, is Kot and Shanoel Dami, and even though we know in the world of Raid, Gershin is Gaier, Kot and Shanoel Dami could play with the Metzius, the Inkan Mekoymo Laharach, but either way, some nice shilas that the big Sinai's cleared as it relates to this Gemara.